Go ahead and give him the praise.
Lord of all, Savior.
Those are people.
Savior. For your name is holy, 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 holy Lord.
Father, we worship you. We honor you. We adore you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Very quickly, we are looking at the foundation for our deliverance, part 2. Our objective here today is to understand the foundations or platform for our freedom in God. I said in the first service that issues bordering on healing, issues of deliverance, are issues of very great concern for the child of God. Why do we need this foundation? Because foundation determines destination. Want to know what to stand on. The strength of foundation determines the solidity of your stand. Want to go into the world. We don't want the world to show us what to believe. We don't want the world to determine our expectation. I read in Psalm 119 verse 89 in the first service, he said, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." The only thing that is permitted to be settled in your life is what is in line with the word. The only experience that is permitted to be settled, to be established, that is permitted to be permanent, is what is in line with the word. Everything that is not in line with the word of God is not permitted to be settled. Everything that does not line up with the word is qualified to be unsettled. Somebody say amen. I said in that first service that the basis of your expectation is not your situation but your revelation. You don't use what is happening to you to determine what to expect. Neither do you use what is happening in your family to determine what to expect of your life. Neither do you use what is happening around your friends or people you know to determine what to happen to you. You use the word to determine. Am I communicating? Somebody say aloud, amen. When Jesus spoke to the blind men that came to ask for healing, he didn't tell them, according to your optic nerves, let it be to you. According to the situation of cataract, let it be to you. according to the situation of glaucoma, let it be to you. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 27 to verse 29. Matthew chapter 9. And when Jesus departed, there stood blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was coming into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, let it be to you, be it unto you. It is unto you according to your faith, not according to the fact. It is unto you according to your faith. Faith, not according to faith. Faith, F-A-T-E. Not according to faith. Not according to chance occurrence. What is faith? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So ultimately, it is unto you according to his word. Am I communicating? There is something I'm about to say right now, and I don't want you to forget it for life. There are two things that determine the outcome of a man's life. Number one, what God wants for him. And number two, what they want for themselves. What God wants for you is his word. What you want for yourself is your choice. The question is, what does God want for you? Look at the word. What do you want for yourself? Consult your choice. What God wants for him, Psalm 119 verse 89, Forever, O God, thy word is settled in heaven. What you want for yourself, Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19, I have placed before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life that you may live. Are you ready for this? If you want it, and God wants it, it doesn't matter who wants otherwise. Mahashoko bagadagalagayadadada. The Bible says, two shall agree as touching a thing, and it shall be established. If God has said it concerning you, and you have accepted it, that God said it, and that is what you want, there is no witchcraft of your father's house that can say otherwise. If God has said this concerning you, and you have accepted what God said as your choice, there is no wizard, no occultic man, or occultic woman, there is no source of hell, there is no charm from the pit of hell that can say otherwise. If God said two of you shall agree as touching a thing, two of you, that is you and this brother now, two of you shall agree as touching a thing, and it shall be established for you. According to Matthew chapter 18, two of you shall agree as touching a thing, and it shall be established. If, again, I said to you that if two of you shall agree on it as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. That is, if two Christians, two children of God agree as touching a thing that they ask, the Father will do it. What of if he is not agreeing with him, but he is agreeing with God? If my agreement is not my agreement with my brother, but is my agreement with El Shaddai. If I agree with my brother, it will stand. Now, if I agree with God, I am in agreement with my wife or my co-pastor, and that agreement is binding. How much more binding is my agreement with El Shaddai? They have not born that Satan. They have not born that Lucifer. They have not born that witch. They have not created that wizard that can neutralize and nullify my agreement with Jehovah. Somebody lift up your right and say, God wants me to fulfill my days, and I shall fulfill my days. Say, God wants me to be the head and not the tail, and I shall be the head and not the tail. Many times, God wants it. But the challenge is whether the people want it. I went to meet one man some time ago. And he was talking the way people who want to die are talking. That was how he was talking. He actually had a terminal ailment. And he said to me, this is how life is. This and that. He was talking like that. I said to him, wait a minute. Are you planning to die? Who will look after your children? One word. I said, do you know it is not easy for another person to raise another person's children? No matter how good they are. Owner of child is owner of child. All of a sudden his face, his eyes opened. His face changed. And he made up his mind. He said, okay, is that right? I'm not dying. I am not dying. I can't die. I am not dying anymore. I am not dying anymore. I can't die. I am not dying anymore. What wanted to kill him at that time is zero in his system now. That life-threatening disease, affliction, is no longer traceable in the system now, because God said it. But he couldn't have it until he agreed. Elijah would have gone to heaven with his anointing. But it was possible for Elisha to receive it. But he needed Elisha's choice. Before I am taken, what do you want? What I carry you can have, but I don't know what you want. Everything in the Bible you can have. The question is, what do you want? You cannot die like chicken. Are you hearing? Are you saying that to me like a believer? Where blood is wasted, your blood cannot be wasted. You shall fulfill your days. Many of you, of us, are busy worried about what the witch is saying. The question is, what has God said? Number one, and what are you saying? Many of us are worried about what the economy, what the system is saying. Many of us are even over worried about what our dream said in the night. Yes, I know you dreamt a bad dream. But what does the word of God say about that dream? What did the word say about that dream? And what is your own response to that dream? I dreamt that the devil gave himself a deadline when he, not me, will pass. Many, many years ago. I told the devil, you are such a bastard devil. I didn't tell my wife the timeline. I squeezed that devil. And for your information, if I pray about it one time, then you will know I believe what you showed me. Please, if your faith is not at that level, don't operate like that. Because there are dreams to fast and cancel. You hear what I say? There are dreams to fast and cancel. The thing is in different levels. There is one you will see, you need to fast. And you need to pray. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. In order to kill it, there are such. But depending on the level to which you have developed your faith and your fire. There are some blind people, Jesus laid hands. There are some, he said, go and wash. So it depends on the situation. It's not a matter of what the devil is saying. It's not a matter of what is happening around you. It's a matter of what is God saying and what do you want? I announce to you today, not tomorrow. God, see, our major challenge is that God is a constant. He doesn't change. There is nothing he will say that he has not said in his word. That is why if you hear anything that does not line up with the word, discard it. The variable is the man. The ultimate determinant of outcomes now is ourselves. But I now decree today, you will end well. So don't forget what I just said for life. If you get a report, if the enemy comes around you, the question to ask is not what is the devil saying. The question is what is God saying? Number two, what do I want? What is the devil saying? And what am I saying? Somebody say something. Say, it is well with my soul. I shall fulfill my days. The purpose of God for my life shall come to pass. There is no devil in my family. In my father's house. In my lineage. That can determine my existence. In the earth. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. On the basis of this foundational introduction, we shall now identify what is the foundation for our deliverance. What can I stand on to confirm that I am meant to be free? I mentioned 4 things in the first service. Because of time, I won't be able to go into them. But I would like you to pick up the message and listen to them. 4 things. I am going to mention another 4 in this service very quickly. What is the foundation of our deliverance? For the sake of this service, 1 is our inheritance of the blessing at creation. Our inheritance of the blessing at creation. At first, we saw our creation in the image of God as the basis, 1 in the first service. Then our connection to the blessing of Noah and his generation. And then our inheritance of the benefits of Calvary. And then the working of the Spirit in our lives. We'll look at all of that. But for this service, first, it is our inheritance of the blessing at creation. In Genesis chapter 1 and in verse 28, and God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. The blessing is older than the curse. The blessing is older than the curse. Even before Adam fell, and God spoke about the curse from the earth, the blessing existed. And if you have escaped Adamic depravity by giving your life to Jesus Christ, you have been reverted back to that creation blessing. The blessing from the curses of your father's house came too late. Hey. All the nyama that your ancestors did, and all the goats and the tortoise and all the things they killed, that blood curses on your father's house, they arrived too late. It was as if light existed before darkness came. And when the darkness arrived, it realized it has no place. Creation blessing, creative blessing, predated generational curses. If you stand on this alone, I make demands on the blessing of creation, the blessing of my creation, the blessing, the creative blessing of man, and I decree that by this blessing I escape every curse of life. It is a possibility. Today, by that blessing, I decree the collapse of the curse. If you are saying amen, say a loud amen. Amen. Say after me, every curse, every spell, witchcraft curse, occultic curse, witch doctor curse, you came too late. See after me, say the blessing on my life is older than every curse. The curses on my father's house, they came too late. Now let's move to number two. Even if you didn't understand that, and that is different. Now let's move to number two. It is our foundation number two or number seven or whatever, is our connection to the blessing of Abraham. Our connection to the blessing of Abraham. Galatians chapter 3 verse 13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. That is, whatever God did for Abraham is your portion. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning. I am blessed in the evening. Abraham's blessings are mine. Hallelujah. Abraham's blessings. Hallelujah. Abraham. Hallelujah. I am blessed. In the morning, I am blessed. Amen. Are you ready for Abraham's blessings? All right, come. 1, 2, 3, 4. Those that I have utilized before in demonstration. And now, let me carry the one in the middle. You know Abraham's blessing? Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. If you are connected to Abraham, anything God did with Abraham, that's what he's doing with you. Now, the Lord said to Abraham, get out. My father's house is full of idolatry, full of limitation. I see people in your father's house dying before their time, like Haran, the father of Lot. I see people in your father's house starting without finishing, like Terah, your father. I see people in your father's house who are alive without relevance, like Nahor,
your brother. So I am pulling you out of that family. Get out of your father's house. And I will bless you. And you shall be a blessing. And Abraham departed. What is the meaning of that? When you are connected to Abraham, you are not permitted to exist under the canopy of your father's house. You are, when I mean canopy, I mean spiritual climate. The spiritual climate of your father's house is no longer permitted. Ola, ola, ola. Except you don't belong to Abraham. Say there you are not of the Abrahamic tribe. Then what happened to your father can happen to you. What happened to now can happen to you. What happened to Haran can happen to you. What happened to Terah can happen to you. But if you are connected to Abraham, you dodge. You escaped. You escaped the sicknesses. You escaped the calamities. You escaped the tragedies. You escaped the disasters. You escaped the negativity. Somebody jump on your feet and shout, I escaped. Let me tell three people around you, tell them, I escaped. Of your father's house. No barrenness devil of your father's house. No wretchedness devil of your father's house is permitted to hold you, because by your link with Abraham, I have found myself by his message. In faces, in dimensions, where nobody from my father's house, from my family, from my lineage, from my community, even from my ethnicity, had dared. Who are you to dare it? Either you are rendered useless or you are cut off before your time. Because I am of the Abrahamic lineage. You are of the Abrahamic lineage. Somebody said to me, he said, someone said they should work out a way for you to see a particular person. I don't want to go into details. A particular important person somewhere. That somebody said we sent them to work a way for us to see a particular important person. I said, tell that person he is a liar. We don't send to look for people. Tell him he's a liar. We don't send to look for people. Anywhere we go, people look for us. Anywhere. Commissioners in Niger State, leaders in their government, both old and new, we're all there at the crusade ground. Glad to be prayed for. If you don't know who you are, it's not humility. It's called stupidity. Lift up your hands, all of you. I use this as a point of contact to bring you out of every negativity of your father's house. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? By that Abrahamic connection, somebody say, I am out. If they say people die before their time, say, I am out. If they say people are alive and they don't amount to anything, tell them, I am out. If they say people rise up and crash, tell them, I am out. If they say people cannot get married or give birth to children on time, tell them, I am out. If they say people cannot serve God and be on fire for God, tell them, I am out. If you didn't hear anything today, somebody ask you, what did you hear in church? Tell them, I am out. I am connected to Abraham. God brought Abraham out of the spiritual climate of his father's house. I am out of my own. The wishes of my family, they cannot determine my destiny. The wizards, the native doctors, the ancestral altars, the generational altars, the powers of witchcraft, even in my nation, the evil altars, they cannot determine my destiny. You know, at times, we pray for people for deliverance, but most times, real deliverance is preached. To change people's mind. He said to the captives, deliverance is preached. Luke chapter 4 from verse 18. Deliverance is preached to the captives. And it takes some level of very, very brutal, revelative, angry preaching to set some people free. And that is what I'm saying right now. And the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the broken and to preach deliverance. I am not praying deliverance now. I am preaching deliverance. Yes! Every location connected all around the world, connected right here now. I declare, you are stepping out of the canopy of your father's house. Every spiritual climate of your lineage that is limiting people in your father's house, in your village, in your ethnic group, you are coming out. There is nothing anybody has said concerning you in your father's house, in your lineage, any utterance they have uttered that shall come to pass. Especially negative utterances. None shall come to pass. Look at your neighbor, say, I am blessed by the blessing of Abraham. I am connected to the Abrahamic lineage. So I am out. Did you realize that Abraham's father was the first person that was going to Canaan? Genesis chapter 11. If you start from verse 23, thereabout, he was the first person going to Canaan. Yes, move on. 32, alright, move on. And now lived after he begat Terah 119 years and begat sons and daughters. Keep going. And Terah lived 70 years and begat Abraham now and Haran. Now these are the generations of Terah. Now keep going. Haran died before his father. You will not die before your father. That was the father of Lot. He died before his father. Keep going. Died before his father. And Abraham. And now took them wives. Just keep going. And then 32, let's say. And the days of Terah were 200. All right, 31.
And Terah took Abraham, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarah, his daughter-in-law, his son, Abraham's wife, and they went forth, all of them, from the all the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan. And they came to Haran and dwelt there. And as he dwelt there, he died there. You know what God seemed to have done? Abraham, before you two die here, come out. Before you two die here, come out. Aye, this thing they sweet me. This thing they sweet me. Come out. And now don't just come out. I want to take you where your father couldn't go. To the same Canaan. To the same Canaan. To the same Canaan, to the same Canaan. Every realm the devil prevented your father and people in your father's house from stepping into, you shall step here. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. Walk to seven people. Tell them you are coming out. Tell them you are out. 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 Yeah. Keep going. You are out. You are out. You are out. You are out. Help me walk to seven other people. Tell them you will go where your father couldn't go. You will go where your father couldn't go. Hey! You will go where your father couldn't go. You will go where your father couldn't go. Tell seven other people, you will go where your father couldn't go. If I stop here, I'm done. The reason why you are suffering what you have been suffering is that you don't know what is working for you. Waiting they work for you. Past waiting they work against you. Hey! Did you hear what I just said? Can you say it in pidgin English again? Waiting they work for you. Past waiting they work. Said the prayer I prayed for you was so prophetic.
The pastor has been crying. He's so emotional. You brought out the pastor's illustrative. And then you singled him out from the middle and said, where your father stopped, you will not stop. Right? He said his father was very wealthy. And father was cut short in the prime of his life.
He was cut short 33 years ago.
3 years ago. Has first plot at Otoko Ofitu Street. He couldn't finish it. The project was started. He couldn't finish it. My father died young. Very that is prime age.
What killed your father couldn't kill you. That's why God brought you out. Come forward here. Again, I prophesy to somebody. In the name of Jesus. You don't know what is working for you. You don't know the lineage you are connected to. You don't know the lineage you belong to. Somebody said something to me the other day and he said, no matter how hard ground be, cricket picking, no go sleep outside. Sleep outside. The child of a lion is not permitted to die of hunger. The child of an elephant is not permitted to suffer convulsion. His body is too big for convulsion. Lizard can convulse, not elephant. I want you to pray in the spirit for the next 2 minutes. Pray in the spirit. 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 Let us say, lift your hands and give him the praise. We'll round off right now. Please take your seat 1 minute. When you go home, you take your time and pray. The foundation of platform for our freedom that will make us to hold on to the word of God and tend to make our choice. Number two is our connection to the blessing of Abraham. Number three is our sonship of God and joint heirship with Christ. Sonship of God. The fact that we are sons of God causes us to escape captivity from hell. John chapter 1 verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Sonship is power. Sonship is not weakling. Sonship is authority. Sonship is dominion. You are in that realm where you are not permitted to be dominated by a devil. Romans chapter 8 verse 17. Romans chapter 8 verse 17. And if children, then we are heirs. Heirs of God. And joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. We are heirs. And we are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son. We are children of God's kingdom. We are family. We are one. And we are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son. We are children. Country. We are family. Family. We are. We are. We are. We are all of the Father. We are jointed with the Son. Children of God's kingdom. We are family. Family, we are. Being a son of God, what does it mean? Being a child of God. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. The altars of your father's house. Anything that is the them. The affliction they are imposing on you. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, including the God of this world. That is Satan the devil and all his minions. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our revelation plus our conviction. An action which equals our faith. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Any animal playing with the baby of a lion will not live to tell the story. Playing with the baby of an eagle. I saw a hyena the other day trying to play with an eagle. Play around with an eagle. I don't know whether it was his food or his baby or something. And the eagle was looking from afar. And then he behaves as if he was not aware. And then the hyena carried whatever and was running. And then the eagle flew and just pecked his claw, his feet at the back of the hyena, locked it, and began to eat it alive. You cannot fight on foot, the one that is fighting from the air. Am I communicating at all? You are fighting from the ground and fighting one fighting from the air. And have you ever seen an eagle whose eyes are normal? No. Very red and dangerous and vicious. Permanently. Hallelujah. That is how it is. When any devil wants to toy with you, the son of the lion of the tribe of Judah, the joint heir with the lion. Somebody say aloud, amen. Say, because of who bombed me, I'm untouchable. Hey! Look at somebody and say, because of who bombed me, I am untouchable. I am unharmable. Finally, by the working of ministering spirits sent to minister to the heirs of salvation, by the working, we have our deliverance. By the working of ministering angels. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13 and verse 14. He said, but unto which of the angels said he at any time sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministry spirits sent forth to minister, to serve them who shall be heirs of salvation? We have serving spirits, angels, on assignment to serve you and me who are heirs of salvation. What is the mode of their service? Psalm 34 verse 7. Psalm 34 verse 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Not only from accidents or from things like that, but delivers you from anything that you need deliverance from. From your father's altars. From the demons of your father's house. In Isaiah chapter 63 verse 9, he said, in all their affliction, he was afflicted. And the angel of his presence saved them. That is, rescued them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them and bare them and carried them all the days of old. When we talk about the mantle of the commission, God can decide. I was talking to Papa Oyedepo the other day, some time back, and talking about the experiences of people seeing me and so on, and he has had plenty of such experiences. God and people saying these kind of things, and they say, I came to their father's house, and they say, you know what? As mortal men, God decided at times, the way he put his honor upon Moses, and so on, to wear us. It is him. But he's wearing a clothing of even the ones he created. And moving to set people free. You know, many times I tell myself, I said, what is this? God is walking and using another person's face. What kind of involvement is that? Do you understand what I'm saying? That is why if you take the glory for such a thing, hell straight. You take the glory for such a thing. The first question he will ask you is, when was the last time you were aware when you interrupted that person who was on his way to eternity? Tell me how you did it.
Because all the glory must be to the Lord. Only He is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should be glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord.
At times He makes the angels to wear the face
of His servants as well. The ministering spirits attached to this mission.
You know, there are some people who have said, I saw somebody that looked like you, exactly like you, but he has wings. Me, I don't have wings. Am I communicating?
That was why when Peter was released from the prison and he was knocking, knock, 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 a lady peeped. They were hearing his knock. Open the door, open the door.
He said, Peter is at the door. He said, no, it is his angel. It's not he himself. It must be his angel.
The way Herod hold him, Peter can't come out.
The only thing that may look like Peter now is his angel.
So at times, the angels of ministering angels can come in that manner. And that is why many people say, I saw all of us in a cage. Then the mantle of the commission came, opened the cage, and everybody with my father's house and family, all of us came out of the cage. I'd like you to understand the ministry of angels. Part of their assignment is to bring you out of captivity. Anywhere the devil kept you. An angel brought Peter out of the prison. I prophesy today, by the ministry of angels, somebody is coming out of the captivity of your father's house. If you are saying amen, say loud, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loud, say amen. Lift your hands and shout, I am coming out.
Take your seat and round off. What are the foundations for our deliverance? Number one, for this service, we said our inheritance of the blessing at creation. The blessing is older than the curse. Number two, our connection to the blessing of Abraham that brought us out of the climate of our father's house, spiritual climate. And then our sonship of God and joint heirship with Christ. And finally, the working of the ministering spirits, angels, sent to minister to the heirs of salvation. What do you do to activate? What are the conditions for our deliverance? Two things, the same points. One, genuine, authentic salvation. Be saved and be real. Don't be a fake Christian, be real. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. Colossians 1, and in verse 13 and 14, he said, He has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. It translates us, it pulls us out, it relocates us from the kingdom of darkness. But you must be genuine, you must be real, you must be sincere. Not one leg in church, one leg in the club. Not a Christian whose identity nobody can tell. Genuine, authentic salvation. Number two is clear, revelational understanding of our foundation for deliverance. Clear, revelational understanding. You must have this light and have this understanding. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to verse 2. You see, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Revelational understanding. Don't forget the things I said at the beginning, that there are two things that can determine your outcome. What God has said and what you want. What God wants for you and what you want for yourself. What God wants is His word. What you want is your choice. What God wants for you and what you want for yourself. But before you can want it, you must know it. Before you can want it, you must know it. You cannot want what you don't know. You cannot desire what you have not discovered. You must discover in His Word what He wants for you. And you must make what He wants what you want. That was why we sang, "Let me want what you want, oh my dear Lord. Let me love what you love, oh dear Lord." Can we stand up? That is how you design life to be loved. Help me love to be how I love. Let me walk.
Let me walk what you want, oh my dear Lord.
That is how. For His Word, He just said, "Wonderful, merciful Savior, lift your hands and lift your voice and let's begin to just worship Him in this song. Something is about to drop for you. A chain is about to be broken. A yoke is about to be broken.
Oh, you rescue the soul of
me.
The healing and the grace, emotional healing from pain, from hurt, from trauma, from rejection, from depression. Healing from hopelessness. From physical ailments, ancestral curse, generational curse, family curse, occultic manipulations. Healing from inherited diseases. The climate of your father's house cannot follow you. Healing from past mistakes and errors. Lift up your hands. Yoke of fruitlessness being arrested and terminated. Yoke of singleness and joblessness being arrested. Lift up your hands. Receive your healing. Receive your freedom. And receive your deliverance.
When I say in the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive. And how, oh Lord, are the increase that trouble me. Many there be who rise up against me. Many there be who say of my soul, there is no help for me in God. Cause you alone are the shield all around me. You alone are the lifter of my head. Hey! You alone are the strengthener of my life. In you I'm satisfied. You alone are the shield all around me. You alone are the lifter of my head. You alone are the strengthener of my life. In you I'm satisfied. It's your hands. Whatever it is that you are trusting God to receive at this moment, at the count of three, you scream, I receive, and place your hand on your head. Some of us are in need of explanation in certain areas of our life, in need of direction, in need of clarity, in perplexity. It is coming right now. Father, let it be. In the name, when I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive it. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Elion, thank you for what you have done today. Thank you for touching someone, for healing someone, for delivering someone, for breaking a family yoke from someone. Thank you already for the deliverance has been preached. We worship you. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat.